He'd barely fired up the computer when the door to his office was shoved open. He glanced up with a forbidding glare. His students were told on the first day of class that they could come to him during his posted office hours. He'd discovered his first year of teaching that they would follow him into the toilet with questions if he didn't set firm guidelines. His annoyance, however, swiftly changed to surprise at the sight of the man dressed in a worn blue suit who stepped through the opening. Detective Jackson, Jax Marcel. At a glance, it was easy to tell the two were brothers. They both had light brown hair that curled around the edges. Ashes was allowed to grow longer now that he was no longer on the police force and had fewer strands of gray. And they both had blue eyes. Ashes were several shades darker and framed by long black lashes that had been the bane of his childhood. And they were both tall and slender, with muscles that came from long morning jogs instead of time in the gym. Ash rose to his feet, his brows arching in surprise. It wasn't uncommon for his family to visit. The university was only a couple of hours from Chicago, but they never just appeared in his office without calling. Jax. Jax stretched his lips into a smile, but it was clearly an effort. Hey, bro. Ash studied his companion. Jax was the oldest of the four Marcel brothers, but they had all been born within a 6-year span, so they were all close in age. That was perhaps why they'd always been so tight. You messed with one Marcel, you messed with them all. What are you doing here? Ash demanded. I need to talk to you. You couldn't call? Jax grimaced. I preferred to do it face to face. Fear curled through the pit of Ash's stomach. Something had happened. Something bad. He leaned forward, laying his palms flat on the desk. Mom? Dad? Jax gave a sharp shake of his head. The family is fine. Then what's going on? Sit down. Ash clenched his teeth. His brother's attempt to delay the bad news was twisting his nerves into a painful knot. Shit. Just tell me. Perhaps realizing that he was doing more harm than good, Jax heaved a harsh sigh. It's Remy Walsh. Ash froze. He hadn't heard the name Remy in 5 years. Not since he'd packed his bags and walked away from Chicago and the woman who'd promised to be his wife. Remy. His voice sounded oddly hollow. Is she hurt? This time Jax didn't torture him. He spoke without hesitation. Her body arrived in the morgue this morning. Morgue, he thought. No. The word was wrenched from Ash's lips as his knees buckled, and he collapsed into his chair. Jax stepped toward the desk, his expression one of pity. I'm sorry, Ash. Ash shook his head. This has to be a mistake, he said, meaning every word. It was a mistake. There was no way in hell that Remy could be dead. I wish it was a mistake, bro, Jax said in sad tones, but I saw her with my own eyes. Ash grimly refused to accept what his brother was telling him. He'd tumbled head over heels in love with Remy from the second she'd strolled into the police station to take her father for lunch. Ash had just made detective, and Gage Walsh was his partner. Thankfully, that hadn't stopped him from asking Remy out. She'd been hesitant at first, clearly unsure she wanted to date someone who worked so closely with her father. But from their first date, they'd both known the sensations that sizzled between them were something special. That's why he couldn't accept that she was gone. If something had happened to Remy, he would know, in his heart, in his very soul. How long has it been since you last spent time with her? He challenged his brother. Jax shrugged. 5 years ago? Exactly. How could you possibly recognize her after so long? Ash. Jax shoved his fingers through his hair. His shoulders stooped. He looked like he was weary to the bone. Denying the truth doesn't change it. Anger blasted through Ash. He wanted to vault across the desk and slam his fist into his brother's face for insisting on the lie. It wouldn't be the first time he'd given Jax a black eye. Of course, his brother had pounded him back, chipping a tooth and covering him in bruises, but it had been totally worth it. Instead, he forced himself to leash his raw emotions. It's official? He demanded. Jax gave a slow shake of his head. Not yet. The medical examiner is overwhelmed, as usual. It will be hours before they can run fingerprints.